WRCE at 107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Investigate a report of an individual menacing someone. Cops in Euclid, Ohio were ambushed. One officer killed. Police Chief Scott Meyer says it's his worst nightmare come true.
I want the public to understand what this looks like. I want them to understand the repercussions of this violence. It is absolutely disgusting, and it is affecting us all.
Later, some distance away in Shaker Heights, Ohio, suspected gunman Deshaun Vaughn was shot dead after an hours-long standoff. Just who fired the shot is now under investigation. Donald Trump's hush money trial resumes on Monday. Former fixer Michael Cohen is expected to testify. Beginning on Monday, the corruption trial of New Jersey Democratic Senator Robert Menendez, accused with accepting bribes in exchange for favors for foreign nationals. Mass General Hospital in Boston reported the death of Rick Slayman, recipient of the world's first pig kidney transplant. This is ABC News. With the Israel-Hamas war in its eighth month, Israel observed its Memorial Day.
Israel marking Memorial Day in the shadow of the Gaza war. Over 400 soldiers killed on a single day on October 7th when Hamas blew through the border, hunting down soldiers and civilians. More than 200 other soldiers killed fighting in Gaza. This year, along with grief, some Israelis outraged and irate over the state's failure on so many levels to protect their loved ones. Accountability still delayed by war. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
It may be labor pains at Apple. Workers at an Apple store in Towson, Maryland, first to unionize, have now authorized the first strike against the tech titan's retail operations. The vote coming after what the union called over a year of negotiations that yielded unsatisfactory outcomes. No date was set for the strike. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute with a couple quick thoughts about boosting your credit score. The most important thing you can do is paying your bills on time. But I've got a way you can make your payments even on timer. Each month, set up not one, but two evenly spaced automatic payments so that your credit balance is always as low as possible. You're not going to pay more, you're just paying the same amount in two smaller hits to keep the card's overall balance low. This guarantees that whenever the credit bureaus check in on how much credit you're using, they're going to see you using an almost ridiculously low amount of your credit limit. The bureaus like this, and they bump up your credit score. So set that extra auto payment up each month, and let's give your credit score a boost. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. Go to workmoney.org for more tips or text MONEY to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
.com. We are local music.
We'll be right back. give my blood to you. I keep my soul.
Maxinko Civic Media, we are local music. That is Last Crack and Slicing Steel from Sinister Funk House 17. Before that, Sensei from The Uprising, Essential Last Crack, happens every Sunday night at 8 o'clock here across Civic Media. What is your Essential Last Crack? Why don't you send me an email right now? Give me two songs to play for Essential Last Crack. We'll get it in the queue for next week for you. That's jimmyk@civicmedia.us, jimmyk@civicmedia.us. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's the 8 o'clock hour. We're breaking out some of the rocker closet songs in the library for this hour. We've got Mojo Radio on the way. We'll do some Sexy Esther, Smoking with Superman. Right now, it's Moxie Rocks, Victims of the Night. This is a big song here. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Victims of the long dark night. Victims.
Max Inc. Sunday night on Civic Media. We Are Local Music with Smokin' with Superman. That was E-Funk. Before that, Sexy Esther and Mr. Moon. And a little Moxie Rocks out of Milwaukee before that. I'm Jimmy K. Thanks for tuning in. Coming up tonight at 10 o'clock, make sure you tune in for M. Shell and Max Inc. Heavy. Tonight, Brad Van from Droid's Attack joins M. Shell on the air. That's coming up tonight at 10 o'clock. Original hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin. Every Sunday night at 10 o'clock across the Civic Media Radio Network. Let's do that Mojo Radio like I promised. This is High Horse. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison Market is hot right now, so get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. Move to Madison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Move to Madison.com. Spring is in the air.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
everyone is asking the questions about who and where and when. But no one seems to listen to the answer.
Scuba review on a Sunday evening with Daybreaks hanging out during Rocker's Closet. That song is actually not that old. It was released maybe 5 years ago or so. Fat Function in front of that, Don't Destroy the Funk. That's about as old as Rocker is himself. I'm Jimmy Kay hanging out with you. Rocker's Closet this hour. Coming up at 9 o'clock, it's a replay of Live in the Lair. Typically, we play last night's performance, but we're replaying the replay from last night with Kaylin Cole. back in August of 2023. Our first show in the brand new Civic Media Studios on State Street, plus the Jorge wrote a web story that won a Wisconsin Broadcasting Award. How cool is that? Anyway, it's a great layer. You're going to want to check it out tonight at 9 o'clock across the Civic Media Radio Network. We're doing some Rocker's Closet right now. This band has some brand new music out, but this is one of their older songs. It's Bad Wolf. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. Rocker's Closet with Driver 13. That is Joey on Max Cinco Civic Media. We are local music. Joey, that's probably one of their fan favorites that everybody knows from Driver 13. Bad Wolf before that. All right, coming up in just a couple of minutes, we got the replay of Live in the Lair, Kaylin Cole from August of 2023. Our very first show in the new Civic Media Studios. It's a great lair. Enjoy it. Coming up at 10 o'clock, M-Shell, Max Inc. Heavy. Brad Van will be her guest. Don't forget, you could tell your smart speaker to listen to WMDX to say play WMDX or play WAUK. And it just happens. And don't forget, grab the Civic Media app at your favorite app store or right now at civicmedia.us. All right, I'm out of here. We'll see you next week. Right now, we'll leave you with Chicago Blues Hall of Famer. It's Paul Flipowitz on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Sing it ever so. She likes a boogie when you're so. When the lights are low. We'll be right back.
like to boogie real slow. When the lights are low, to boogie real slow. When the lights are low, she does a double boogie, baby. It's the damnest thing she knows.
That Wisconsin sounded so good.
Hey, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. All right, we have all had that moment where it is hard to resist an impulse purchase. Last year, I bought this heart-shaped waffle maker because I was like, won't that make Saturday morning so much fun? Well, it turns out when you don't use the darn thing, you don't have that much fun. So here are two ideas to help all of us cut back on spur-of-the-moment spending. First, unfollow your favorite brands on social media. Last year, companies spent $68 billion advertising to us on social media. They know that stuff works. And second, make a wish list. I love this. I keep mine in the notes section on my phone. When I see something in a store or online, and I didn't have a plan to buy it, but I really want it, I put it on my wish list, and if I still want it a week later, I check my budget and I see if I can afford it. Somehow, I don't think the waffle maker would have made the cut. For more tips on spending less and making more, head on over to workmoney.org. Take good care.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.